Blog Talk Radio. Oh, bless the Lord this morning. Greetings in the precious name of Jesus. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to come on this broadcast and lift up the name of Jesus. We'd like to say praise the Lord to each and every one of you. And again, we greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. Lord God, if there ever was a time that we need to pray, people of God, it is now. For we're living in a wicked and an evil day. We're living in perilous times. And the Bible speaks of such a time as this. People, the signs are everywhere. The signs are everywhere. And they're pointing and they're directing us to Jesus coming. Jesus is soon to come. And it behooves each and every one of us to get our lives together. Amen. It behooves us to get our life together. Hallelujah. I don't care how grand you are, how grand you think you are, and how much seniority you have in this thing. This is a daily walk. We have to walk with the Lord Jesus daily. Hallelujah. We cannot live on what we've done on yesterday. We have to praise God for the day. The psalmist said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, I thank the Lord for another opportunity to be on this broadcast. And we want to read a scripture into your hearing on this morning, and we're going to start interceding in a mighty way for the land, for our president, for our family, for church leaders everywhere. Hallelujah. For all of those that are in authority and positions on this morning. Amen, amen. Our grandchildren, our extended family members. Oh, God, we bless you on this morning. But we're going to read into your hearing this morning Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let me say that again. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I read into your hearing this morning Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Amen. I see Evangelist Lucilla on the line on this morning. God bless you, woman of God. We're just going on right into the Word of God. We're going right on into prayer, I mean intercession prayer. I want you all to continue to pray for the bereaved family of Dr. Kenneth Burford. One of his sisters, Sister Lenora Vance, lost her son. He was shot and murdered in Stockton, California, 18 years old. So we want you to remember that family in your prayer. I want you to remember the Claiborne family in your prayer. Amen. I also want you to remember our upcoming conference on this weekend. True Fellowship Conference on December 7th and 8th. Amen. I want you to remember the leaders of this nation. I want you to remember our family, our children and our grandchildren, our extended family members. Remember the Claiborne family on this morning. And we want to pray for all those that have lost loved ones. Remember my sister Danielle Metz, that God would move swiftly on her behalf. After 20 years, we're looking for God to open the prison doors. Or even my son, Jamar, I'm looking for release even for him in the name of Jesus. And I want to lift up a young man whose mother was on the call with us on early yesterday morning, Mrs. Josephine Burnett. Lift up her grandson. He's doing 20 years. Joseph Burnett III. So we want to lift up these people in the name of God. Truly, God is a watchman. Hallelujah. And this watchman never slumber nor sleep. So, Lord God, in the name of our Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord God, we come before you this morning, God, seeking you, Lord God, for favor, seeking you, Lord God, for intervention, seeking you, Lord God, for direction, seeking you, Lord God, for instruction, seeking you, Lord God, for peace down in our soul on this morning. We're seeking you for peace for the bereaved families on this morning. Lord God, we're asking you to comfort them. We're asking you, Lord God, to wipe away the tears, Lord God. You may not dry them instantly, Lord God, but we're asking you to wipe away the tears. We're asking you to strengthen that family, Sister Lenora Vance, on this morning, Lord God. Remember the Vance family in a mighty way, God. Remember the Burford family and all those that are connected to that family, Lord God. Those that are in church and serving you, Lord God, and those that don't know you this morning, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to not let this young man's death be in vain, but Lord, let it be an instrument, God, that would draw other family members in, Lord God. 18 years old, haven't even lived a life. Oh, Lord God, but you don't make no mistakes. Lord God, you know what you're doing. Oh, God, send, hallelujah, your comforting angels on this morning. Send your angels that's able to strengthen that mother and that father and that those siblings on this morning and all the extended family members, Lord God. Oh, God, and everything that they need to do, Lord God, to bury this young man, Lord God. Don't let them be in need for anything, God. Bless them in his finances in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we lift up this nation as a whole. But before we do that, Lord God, we lifting up the Claiborne family. We lifting up J. Sal Henderson and his father. We're lifting up Tinka and Darius and Rodney. Hallelujah. We lifting up Ted. To Jay, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All those children that, hallelujah, Miss Tammy left, we're lifting them up to you on this morning. Oh, God, and we're asking you to bless in a mighty way. Lord, remember our President Barack Obama this morning. Remember the First Lady and the First Family, Michelle Obama and Sasha, hallelujah, and the other little girl, Lord God, remember them in the mighty way, Lord. Remember even her mother, Michelle Obama's mother, Lord God. Remember her in a special way, Lord God, and all of our leaders. Remember his cabinet, Lord God. Remember our armed forces, Lord God, the military. And remember our policemen, Lord God. Remember our physicians and our nurses and our teachers in the land. Even, God, remember the coaches of today, God. We lift up that family of the football player that murdered his girlfriend and then turned the gun on himself and committed suicide. I don't know his name this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, but you know the name, Lord God. Oh, we lifting up your bishops and your pastors, Lord God, the evangelists and your ministers and your missionaries and your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we're standing on your promises on this moment. We're standing on the word of God because we have no other word that we need to stand on this morning. Oh, God, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a deliverer. We know you to be a mind regulator. Oh, God, we come against the spiritual attacks on our family. We come against the spiritual attacks on the leaders, Lord God. We come against the spiritual attacks on our brothers and sisters on this morning, Lord God, and we are going to quote the word over them. Oh, God, we're going to stand on your word, Lord God. Oh, but your word, God, say that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you will lift up a standard against them. Oh, God, you told us you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Ah, God, you told us we could call on you in a time of trouble, Lord God. Oh, God, you said when our heart is overwhelmed, to lead us to a rock that is higher than I, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for that rock is Jesus on this morning. Oh, and we thank you for the rock, God. We thank you for the blood on this morning, the blood that covers. Lord God, you said you would put a hedge about us. Hallelujah. You said you would bless us when we come, and you would bless us when we go. We blessed in the city, and we blessed in the field. We standing on that word on this morning. Oh, God, for we know that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We are overcomers, Lord God. Oh, God, and we believe in your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for having a ark of safety, Lord God, for you said the name of the Lord, and we know the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and live. Saved, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the name of Jesus, for it is a name that is above every knee. And you said at the name of Jesus, every knee was going to bow and every tongue was going to confess. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we bind every evil force on this morning. We come against wickedness in high places. Oh, we come against the cities, Lord God, that have decided to denounce you, Lord God. Oh, God, but we're proclaiming it. We're declaring and decreeing this morning that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, God, give us the courage and give us the strength. Give us the mindset to pray, God. Give us a mind, Lord God, to rise early and call upon your wonderful name. Oh, God, we're taking you at your word on this morning. We're going to put on the whole arm of God on this morning. We're putting on the whole arm of God on this morning. Oh, God, but we need that armor on daily, Lord God. We need that armor on daily, Lord God. Oh, and we bless you, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the helmet of salvation on this morning. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the belt of truth on this morning. We thank you for the shoes of the gospel of peace on this morning. And we're standing on it, Lord God. We're picking up the shield of faith on this morning because we know with that shield of faith that we're able to quench every fiery thought of the enemy. Oh, we decree this morning and we bind the works of Satan on this morning. Oh, we're picking up the sword of the Spirit on this morning, which is your word, Lord God. Oh, and we're taking that word that you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. We declare and decree everything, Lord God, that you promised us. We will accomplish it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, for you are God that never forgets. You're God that remember, Lord God. You're God that never slumber nor sleep, Lord God. And we give you praise for it. We give you praise for it this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Dr. Burford on this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for the leaders that's coming to the True Fellowship Conference, God. Everyone that's coming is a leader, Lord God. And everyone you have given us assignment to, Lord God. Help us to fulfill your assignment. Oh, God, because the day is growing shorter and shorter, Lord God. And it's soon, and very soon, it's going to be time for you to return, God. And you are calling for a people that's going to be ready. Oh, God, ready, God. That getting ready. We don't have to wait to watch night to give you some praise. We're thanking you right now for what you're doing. We're thanking you right now for all that you're going to do. We're thanking you right now for what you've already done, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We thank you for the speakers that are coming. Dr. Winston Singleton of Los Angeles, we thank you for him this morning. We give him traveling grace and mercy, Lord God, as he fly over the dangerous highway, airways, Lord God, and those that are coming on the highways, Pastor Prophetess Cheryl Harrison and Bishop Eddie Harrison, we lift them up before you this morning, God. Lift up their families, Lord God. Continue to pray. For Pastor Ashton Adams, Lord God. We lift him up this morning. We lift up First Lady Carol Adams this morning in the name of Jesus, who will be our psalmist for the weekend, Lord God. We lift up all of the listeners in the audience, hallelujah, and the callers that call on to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. We lift them up, every bishop, every apostle, every evangelist and missionary and minister. We lift them up, Lord. Continue to strengthen Mother Richards, Lord God. We thank you for sparing our life on this past week also, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Remember Elder Wenzel Stafford on this morning, God. We thank you for the men of God everywhere. Remember Bishop Burns as he celebrated his birthday, God. Thank you for all those that came last night to celebrate his birthday and honor him, Lord God. Thank you for Dr. Walker, Lord God, how she and I went up and was able to have a wonderful time, and you blessed us on Highway 4 where we was able to come back safely, Lord God. Oh, God, remember my children in the name of Jesus. Remember Jamal, Lord God, this morning. Continue to touch him and touch every one of those men, even the deputies in the warden in Angola, Louisiana. We're praying for all of them in the name of Jesus. Remember my sister Danielle, God. Continue to strengthen her and encourage her heart, Lord God. Even our attorney Jerry Moon and his family, we lift them up before you this morning. And Dion Kaufman, Lord God, who you gave favor to and you released during they had a life sentence, God, and you gave all orders. And you the same God, you have no respect of persons. You did it for her, Lord, and we're looking for you to do it for my sister. Remember my mother, Barbara Bernard, Lord God. Thank you for her celebrating her 76th birthday. Remember my brothers and my sisters in the name of Jesus. All those in New Orleans, Lord God. Remember Bishop Lewis, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Prophetess Theodora Glover, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Jackie, Bishop Winston Singleton, Bishop Alfred Singleton. Oh, God, all of your people all over the land, we give you praise for them this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Remember Evangelist Doris and Sister Scream. That's going to be presented a business opportunity meet. I remember Mother Williams and Elder Williams on this morning. Remember Miss Adrian, Lord God, even in this home, Lord God. We bless you for her. Hallelujah. Remember my grandchildren, Teriel, Rayel, Dariel. Remember Glenisha and her husband, Michael. And hallelujah. Remember Nino, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Gary and J.C.L., Lord, his friends, God. Remember Coach Singleton on this morning. Oh, we bless you for all that you're doing, God, and all that you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we're going to bring on Evangelist Lucille and let her continue on in prayer. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Go forward, woman of God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you. We lift you up.
And thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we just bless your wonderful name.
We bless you, God.
We thank you. We lift you up.
Oh, God, there is nothing in this sight or even in us that you, oh, Father God, have not already blessed us. If there is nothing else that we have, but God, you have done it all. We want to just give you blessings, oh, Father God, for this morning, a brand new morning, Lord, wherever the weather may be, raining, windy, stormy, God, it still is this day that you have made. And, Lord, we praise you in it. We lift you up. We continue to hold the torch. Yes, we are, Father God. We're holding the bloodstained banner, oh, Father God. We can lift up with our mind on you. Lord, you heard the prayer requested. You heard the prayers the evangelist did. Lord, she covered everybody all over the world. But, Lord, I just want to give you thanks for what you're doing right now. I'm thanking you. I am waiting for the results. I'm praising you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking you right now for what you're doing. I'm thanking you because we're standing on your promised word. We're standing on the word that you hear the cry of the righteous, oh, Father God. You also said where there was two or three gathered together.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Two or three. You didn't say four or four. Two or three gathered together in your name that you will be in the midst. And whatsoever we ask in your name, according to your will, you will do it. Oh, Father God, it is your will. It is your will, oh, Father God, that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Lord, we just want to thank you again. I just want to keep giving you thanks, Father God. Oh, you've been good, Lord God. And, Lord, we want to continue to remember the bereaved family everywhere, all over. The family that are all connected to the bereaved family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we just want to thank you, oh, God. Lord, I even ask, oh, Father God, that you bless those intercessors that are interceding, that you will bless us over us, our family. Oh, as we continue to go forward in the season, standing together for us, others, and those others, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, continue to protect the shield. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our family, and Lord, continue to Oh, it's time to come on in. It's time to come on in. Yes. Oh, yes, because soon after a while, it's going to rain down fire. And
yes.
Lord God, be too late. Continue to stir, Lord, continue to stir the minds of those that know they know better. Not just the backside, but those who have heard and taken.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, before it's too late. Oh, yes. That is my burning request. Oh, my burden, that's the burden that's on me. Oh, God, continue to vote and move upon this, oh, Father God. At this point, there should be no peace, no rest for those that know better, those that have been called already and the rebellious heart.
Thank
oh,
you,
God, the soft heart. Oh, God, break it up, oh, Lord, and break them up to no sleep and no rest until they return all to you before it's too late.
Bless you, Lord.
So they know. They know. And Lord, continue to bless. As we continue to serve you, as we continue to seek you, and your, but that's all we want to do as your children, your chosen elect.
Glory to God.
We just want to continue to lift you up.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Oh, over. Bless and remember all of the enemies.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All the leaders, oh,
yes,
God, she made them all, the evangelists,
mm-hmm.
the leaders all over the world. Oh, look upon our own, our First Lady, Sarah.
Yes, God. You're drifting out, evangelist, Brazil. Hallelujah. You're drifting out, Evangelist Lucilla.
Yes,
We can't hear you. Evangelist Lucilla. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of you. So we just love you because you are just so good.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We bless you. We bless you. We can't hear you, Evangelist Lucilla. You're fading in and out. Amen. But we thank God for each and every one of you all on this morning. Thank God for listening and tuning in to a early Sunday morning prayer. Amen. We thank God for you this morning. Truly, it's been a blessing. Thank God for Evangelist Lucilla joining us on this morning, tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. We appreciate you, and we thank God for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We're asking you to continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Tune in on tomorrow. And we're on this line Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful and blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We thank you and we give you glory and we give you praise. We'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. God bless you, Evangelist Lucilla. You were fading in and out. We could not hardly hear you at the end. So we thank God for Evangelist Lucilla. Thank you for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. Have a wonderful and blessed day as you go into your houses of worship on today. We're going to close out with one of the old songs, Jesus, I Love Calling Your Name by Shirley Caesar. God bless you all. Have a Jesus day. Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes late at night.
Hallelujah.
When I get up on my knees. As you can see, she's feeling a little better. Clap your hands for Sister Tanya Ray.